All right, this morning, if you would turn with us for scripture reading to begin with, into the book of Genesis, and this will be in the third chapter, beginning with verse 21. Genesis 3:21. And I'm going to speak on today the gatekeepers to the tree of life. The gatekeepers to the tree of life. Amen. When I say to, it can be from. Just you can use either word, because some it keeps from and some it's to. Amen. It keeps everything out, but what's open for some, close to another. And in the garden there, God gave a means of receiving eternal life where you wouldn't die, neither in your body or spirit or dying in any sense. But we are not going to go into the story of Adam and Eve, the fall. We've gone over that many, many times. But the point being here is that when the fall came, He withdrew that source of eternal life, or that law of eternal life. And He set a guards there that no one could just stumble in and eat of the tree of life unless they came through His provision. Amen. Now, it was a dark day, that day in the garden when sin was first when man, woman sinned for the first time. There was many things that took place, not only to them, to the spirit world, even to this earth itself. The earth itself even started bearing thorns and thistles. If we read the early part of this chapter, you'd find thorns and thistles were born that day. And then that day, when the fall came, was a dark day, and God says you're going to have to earn the living in the sweat of your brow. And from Eve being equal with Adam, God moved her down a notch, and she served that way throughout the Old Testament, because she was the first one that stepped across the line and brought sin. So it stayed that way till the New Testament. But when the New Testament came, God picked woman back up to a place where she could be equally coming to God as well as the man. That's why there at the resurrection, the Lord Jesus, He used the sisters instead of the apostles. Amen. And sent them. They went to the apostles and said, Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen. So Peter and some of them went to the other and said, some of them women said they saw a vision over there. They saw an angel, and that angel said, Jesus. Well, see, they didn't say they seen a vision. They saw an angel. It wasn't no vision. So they went and told the disciples, which lifted this thing up on another level, see, that now there's no woman that has to ask a man, can I pray or can I do this? Amen. In that sense, as far as seeking God. Because your way to God has to be by revelation, just like His and the. Amen. Can you say amen? And the preacher can't get you there. Amen. we got to go for ourselves, don't we? So God took this way of life away. And He took the true marriage away, where man and woman would become perfectly united. And that's the mystery of marriage. We got on the... Paul said there's a great mystery. We become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. But God gave a substitute, and it stayed that way for man, woman, to marry, to live together, and so on like that. And everyone was doing it, but there was a few that was led by God that was connected to the right one, the revelation. I suppose that would definitely apply to Abraham and Sarah, and also to what was the one? Isaac and Rebecca and the different ones throughout. But usually they're just a form. If someone sees somebody they like, they think they might be able to get along with, and so on, they marry, and God sanction it, because they're living under the law of a survival law. Amen. Not to the perfect law that they were there at the garden. So when the perfect law was broken, the tree of life was taken away. Prior to that, the children would have been born with eternal life and all that. But he put guards there that you couldn't get to it. But then the guards didn't keep everybody out. Amen. Only those that wanted to come in their own way. Amen. But God made a way for His children that really seek God, that wanted the right thing, that were the predestinated, ordained of God before the foundation of the world. Amen. God made a way for them. Hallelujah. He's a way maker. And one day He made a way for me. Let's see how He did with Adam and Eve here. Rather than killing them, He made a substitute. So I'm in Genesis 3 and verse 21. It says, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. First animal killed, probably a lamb, because that's what it was all the way through. Kill a lamb, and the blood was shed. Instead of Adam and Eve, God killed a lamb as a substitute. See, that day the devil made a tremendous mistake. A tremendous mistake, because he couldn't see God's mercy. Because God said, the day you eat thereof, that day you shall die. And Satan expected them to fall over dead right then and there on the spot. Amen. But God's grace intervened. And we should have ever one fell dead somewhere along the line. We should have each one been cast away. And there's none of us got righteousness that we can claim anything by. But His mercy made a way. We were His predestinated seed, so He made a way when there was no way. Amen. He's a way maker. Can you say amen? So He made a way for Adam and Eve, but they had to live in a substitutional level. Man worked for a living and so on. Women bear children in the sorrow and different things. And we're not going to get that on this sermon, because if we do, we'll get too long on it. But verse 22 says, after he made coats for him, it says, and the Lord God said, behold, man is become as one of us to know good and evil. Now, prior to this, he only knew good. See, but now his conscience was awake. He knew what wrong and right was, so it was incumbent upon him to make decisions then. What's wrong and what's right, and he could do what's wrong and he could do what's right. So it was laid in his lap. You know good and evil now. You're responsible. See, all right. Then he goes on and says, "Lest man to know good and evil," and he says, "Lest he put forth his hand and take of the tree of life and eat and live forever." See, he had to know good and evil. Now he was going to live, eat the tree of life, and live forever without in his fallen state. See, amen. So God took it out of his reach, just out of his reach. Amen. That he would have to come God's way. See, after the fall, now, and I'm not going to prolong this with a long exhortation on it. But after the fall, there came people in the world that weren't really in the predestinated plan, say. Amen. Because Cain was born, and of his seed, they weren't even in God's predestinated plan, the family. So, but they worshiped God. Cain even built an altar and brought his sacrifice. And when God rejected it, he was angry. But God spoke, said, Cain, why was you wroth? Said, if you'll do what's right, if you'll do what Abel did, bring a lamb. Said, sacrifice crutches at your tent door. Said, kill that lamb off of the sacrifice. But he had his old altar, and it said that it was flowered up, made beautiful, and he was going to show Abel how to worship God. But Abel brought a little bloody lamb, and I'm supposed it was a mess where he took the stone and cut its throat and whatever, and it was a bloody lamb. But see, God was looking way down through the scope of time that when the Lamb of God would come. That's reading in Revelation chapter 5. No man worthy, but here come a lamb, and he did the job. See, so Cain, he refused that way. No. And he got so angry and upset, when he caught Abel in the field, he killed him. And that was the first death. And then God raised up Seth, and the story went on, creation went on. But the tree of life, it took a revelation. And the book of Hebrews said, chapter 11, I believe it is, that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice by faith, by revelation. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain did, see? Because it was blood, the blood of the Lamb. And God somehow or another, it was something in him, amen, knew that the bloodline has gotten defiled. And God, I don't know how God dealt with him. It don't record in the scripture, but somehow or another he knew to bring a lamb, to kill a lamb, see. Amen. God accepted it, see. And that's when Cain got angry, because Cain wanted to do it by his own mind. But the tree of life, there's guards. You cannot, by your own mind, your own wisdom, your own thinking, and your own ways, walk up and approach the tree of life and eat the tree of life. It has to be revealed. It has to be by revelation. Amen. You have to know who the way is in this hour. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not a church, not a denominational system, and not any of your goodness, irregardless how good it is. Amen. It's by revelation. That's why Peter saw many, many things in the days of Jesus. And he saw him multiply the fish and loaves, and he saw him walk on water, and he saw him raise the dead, and many other things. But the time came when the tree of life was to be made known, what the tree of life was and who the tree of life was. Amen. And Jesus asked the disciples, said, who do men say that I am? Well, you know how the story went. They began to give all kind of stories of what different people thought that he might be. And they went through the scenario of, some says that you're one of the old prophets raised from the dead. Others says you're John that has raised from the dead. And maybe another or two there, yeah. But Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Well, I'm not sure any of the rest of them knew at that point who it was, but Peter stepped forth and spoke. And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now you're getting back seeing the tree of life, see? Amen. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but it was revealed to you from my Father which is in heaven. He said, upon this rock, upon this revelation, amen, I'll build my church and the gates of hell cannot even get close to it. Amen. Prevail against that. Amen. In other words, it's hid. This has to be by revelation. There's some flaming swords that keep you from walking in and get it without God leading you and coming God's way. Hallelujah. The keepers of the gates. Amen. Angels with flaming swords. And that's why God used different things as the angels for flaming swords. And I would love to, but I got disciplined by myself here, go through a lot of these scenarios in the Old Testament, how the tree of life came into play, and how they sought God, and everybody had a religion, and everybody believed in God. Amen. But it was only a few that really got in contact with God that God came and talked to. Amen. That God led, and that they knew God well enough to make any sacrifice that was necessary. Amen. And I've always thanked God that He has never called on me to try my faith like He did Abraham. Amen. God wanted to set a type about Jesus dying and so forth, and set a type right there, Isaac being a type of Christ. Paul brought it in, but we're not getting into all the details on it. But God spoke to Abraham, said one day, and said, as Abraham would make a sacrifice from time to time, he said, I want you to sacrifice your son. And that was the only one that he had that was born of Sarah. Sarah only had one son. Amen. It was Isaac. So Abraham was grieved, no doubt. So he went to the mountain where God said, took Isaac, and on the way Isaac says, "Father, here's the wood," and says, "Here's everything we need," but said, "Where's the lamb?" You know. And Abraham, by faith, spoke. He said, "God will provide." Amen. And so Isaac, Abraham tied him up, laid him on the altar, just like he would a lamb, drawed back his knife, knowing that God was able to raise him from the dead, Paul said. But just as he drew a knife back, angel of the Lord caught his hand. Said to Abraham, "I know that thou will not withhold anything from me, even thy only begotten son." And all of a sudden he looked around. Now listen, that God's a great creator. That was a ram caught in the underbrush, way back up in the mountain. They went, left the servant and went 2 days further back in the mountain. There would have been no lamb back there. Lions would have eaten immediately. God created him a sacrifice. Amen. He offered a sacrifice and let Isaac go. See, there's where this thing's hid. You got to know what you're doing. Amen. That tree of life, you don't stumble into it haphazard. You don't come to the altar and pray a little and shout a little, speak in tongues a little, and join a church and get eternal life. No, this is an act of God. It's by revelation. Hallelujah. It's something God do, lead you, guide you, and you're willing to be led and be guided by Him. Hallelujah. Oh, such a sacrifice. Amen. Now, I think about the tree of life. Amen. It can, and the guarding angels that guard, we see down in Egypt a type there. God says about midnight now, because Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. And Moses gave a choice for everyone. About midnight, the death angel's going to come through and slay the firstborn. You know. And he said, but I want to give you a way out. Amen. I want to show you my mercy. I want to show you the tree of life. Amen. So he said, at midnight, if you will take and kill a lamb. Now watch. Kill a lamb and smite the doorpost with the blood of that lamb. Says, when the death angel come through, amen. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. You remember the song? When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Well, that's where the story came. Amen. God allowed that. Amen. Give them life. That was in the natural. Amen. Give them life. Showing the life protected. Smite that blood on the doorpost. Put some blood on the doorpost. And when the death angel come, don't worry about it. As long as you're in there behind the shield of the blood, amen, you're going to be all right. And it's the same thing today. Hallelujah. If you're shielded by the blood of Christ, if you accept the blood of Christ, amen. And I'm not so much talking about the chemical. I'm talking about faith in what He did at Calvary and the life of that blood come back into the church on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, you can't die. Amen. Jesus said, "He that believeth upon me and liveth shall never die." Amen. Them old Pharisees that had a religious structure there, so good and so tight and so beautiful. The priests had to have the dress and had to have the all the pomegranate, the high priest and the Urim and the Thummim on his breast, had to have everything just right. Amen. They studied the Word and they talked about God and they talked about Moses and they preached and they had everything going. They had everything going their way. But here comes Jesus. And He says, "Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me." Oh, they pitched such a fit. See, it takes a revelation, see. But some didn't get trouble at it. Some, they might not have understood it, but it didn't trouble some of the people. They said, "This man's trying to get us to be accountable. He's insane. He's born to fornication. Kill him. You know, and on it went like that, you know, and many other things. They said, you don't even know about Moses. Said, Moses, he gave us something. He gave us life. Said, he gave us the bread that came from heaven. Speaking of the manna. He gave us manna from heaven. Well, Jesus, I'm the bread in heaven. Amen. Said, they eat the manna and they died, but if you eat me, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can't die. Oh, my. They went about to kill him. Take up stones to kill him. Amen. God trying to put that tree of life, but it was guarded. Amen. Some of the things Jesus said serve as flaming swords. Amen. That was a revelation to it, and they didn't wait for the revelation. They wanted it right now. Amen. A lot of people want it right now. And I told in this latest little booklet we got here on the what sign are you looking for, told about a dream that I had there coming. God said, I want you to cross to the other side of the river. Well, I looked at the river and the water was too swift to cross. And I waited and there was a stone came up. Oh, about 16 inches in diameter, just right to step on. So I stepped over on it, just above the water. And I got impatient waiting. I can't get over there from here. And it came to my mind, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll run, not be weary. They'll walk and not be faint. Amen. So I waited and I saw something coming, another stone come up. And over a period of time, stones came up, revelation came up, that'll get us through. Them stones gonna keep coming up until we get a brand new body. Amen. We're not gonna have to die. Amen. We got eternal life in our soul, but these old bodies gonna have eternal life too. Amen. How many knows it? Paul said we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 4:30. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of our redemption. That's redemption of the body. And Paul said we earnestly, this old creature, groan and travail in pain, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of the body. So are you going to get it, Brother Howard? I kind of believe we will, you know. Well, tell me how you do it. Well, this is wait for another stone's going to come up, and the very moment it's supposed to be, you'll have a revelation. You'll walk into eternal life, not only with your soul, but your body, and you can't die. Praise God, and those stones, most of them's already up now, see. Amen, we done see the other side. Amen, it's so close, we want to jump. Amen, want to take this big, long, giant step and get over. But our better judgment tells us just wait upon the Lord, because another stone's going to come up and we're going to have a easy crossing. Praise God. Amen. So the guards to the tree of life. See, God is wide open to you, but unless you come God's way, the flaming swords will get you because they turn every way. And we made mention about the beast, I believe it's in Ezekiel. The first chapter, I believe it is, has face on every side, four faces. Amen. You say that's a perversion of nature or something, with a creature with four faces. No, it's a revelation of God's word in that. And every way it went forward. It couldn't go back. It go forward. It typifies the guards that go every way. And then we get over in Revelation chapter 4. There's four beasts, one with a face like a lion, one with a face like an ox, one with a face like a man, and one like a flying eagle, and full of eyes. You can't get by. You got to come God's way. Got to come by revelation. Amen. But let's go forward, forward, forward. Amen. We don't stop, make a denomination on the way. I think about God setting the tree of life in the tabernacle. In the type form. In the form of the type. He built, had Moses instruct him build a little booth there called the Holies of Holies. And there God said, I'll meet you in there. Hallelujah. But the priest, one thing, he couldn't go in without blood. He couldn't go in without the linen cloth on. But to go in with everything God said, he was perfectly safe and go in there and meet God. But to try to go in there without that, it was sure death for you. Amen. Fact is, they later on got so they'd tie a rope around the priest's leg when he went into the holies of holies, because no man could go in there. If he went in there half-hearted, undefiled, they had to drag him out. A lot of people had to be dragged out spiritually in this day and hour we're in. We've saw a lot of people having to be drug out. Amen. But if you wait upon the Lord, wait upon the revelation, you can safely pass those guards. Amen. And that judgment seat will become a mercy seat. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the judgment throne, we talk about the judgment seat. Well, it's also a mercy seat. Hallelujah. When Jesus came, when Jesus come down to earth in Matthew 25, when the king shall come in all his glory and the angels with him, he'll gather the nation together. That's those people left after the tribulation, those that's good to the brethren and all the other. And he'll separate them as a sheep from the goat. And he'll say to them on the left, depart from me into everlasting fire. Amen. Then he'll say to them on the right hand, enter into the joy of the Lord prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the judgment seat, it can be a judgment seat or it can be a mercy seat. It depends on how you go. Do you go by revelation? Do you go trusting in God? Or do you go half-hearted trying to pull some kind of a thing on God like Ananias and Sapphira? They went before the mercy seat. They tried to get to the tree of life. Amen. And it was, they had to, they said, the people, they got some kind of, we could say, I'm going to say this, God will forgive me if I'm wrong, but I may not be, I don't know. Amen. But they got some harebrained revelation that you sell everything you got and give to the, bring the money and lay at the apostles' feet and so on like that. And let the apostles distribute and everybody have anything in common. Well, it worked for a while with the Jews there, but the Gentiles never did practice to begin with. And they were doing that, and that was part of what they were doing. And the apostles had the word of God, and they didn't specifically tell them these things. That was just something they thought would be a good idea. But then here comes someone and said, well, you know our house, we got three houses over there, and they are four, or we got the big mansion on the hill, and said, you know, that's a lot of money to give away. But I won't be part of it. You know, I don't, let's come up with our own plan. Let's sell it, and let's tell them we got this amount for it. But really, we got this amount. Yeah. We'll say we, and Peter said, you mean, Ananias, you all sold that place for such a small amount, for so much? Oh, yeah, yeah, we decided to get moving and get rid of it. So we just let it go that price. Well, they couldn't get to the tree of life with lying in their hearts. So. Amen. So Peter just looked right at him and said, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Said the men, said, and he fell over dead, and the young men took him out and buried him. 3 hours later, he was still preaching. Some people get upset if you preach over an hour. Amen. He was just getting warm under the collar then. Amen. 3 hours later, here it took Sapphire probably a long time to get all of her pain on and everything like that and get fixed ear bobs and all kind of things, you know, that she had to fix up the prison there. Amen. After the service started. Amen. Get the attention of those around, because evidently they were of the elite, a little higher in society. So she marched right up carrying the money right before everybody. And Peter says, Sapphire, did y'all really sell that house for that small amount? That house, he could have said, that house was worth 10 times that. You mean y'all let that go for that? That's ridiculous. That's you really got burned. Not bad. They're going to get burned. See? Peter says, Sapphire says, why, you know, Peter, everybody's selling the house, giving the money, and says, we didn't want to do something. We wanted to be right with everybody else and do the same thing they did. So we sold ours, and here's the money. Peter says, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Said, the men that buried your husband, said, they're back at the door and they're going to carry you out because you've lied to the Holy Ghost. The Bible says she fell down and gave up the ghost. Amen. You can't lie to God. You can't play God. I mean, if you try to, well, God ain't going to know the difference. Lord, have mercy. What difference does it make anyway? Well, if you're trying to get to the tree of life, if the tree of life involved, it does make a difference. Amen. If you didn't have that blood on that doorpost, your firstborn died. If that priest went into that holies of holies and didn't have on the linen clothes and didn't have the good-smelling perfume that they made, and it wasn't perfume like the women, man. It was some kind of stuff to keep them in perspiration and all that. Amen. If he went in there, he had to be right. His heart had to be right. He had to go in there for the right reason. Did he was 100% safe and got the word of God for the people. But otherwise, he fell dead on the spot. He ran right into one of them flaming swords, and it went right through his heart, and he fell dead. Amen. See, the guarding, God still got these guards today. There's one. Let me finish this. I didn't get all this scripture. Sorry here. I'm going to get down to verse 23 of 3 here. It says, therefore, God sent him from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he came. Now, notice he's he, Eve's there too, but she's done lost her place. He's speaking to Adam. And so he drove out the man and placed him in the east of the Garden of Eden, and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims. We could say angels. You might understand the word angel better. And a flaming sword, which turned every way. Watch what it's there for. To keep the way of the tree of life. In other words, there ain't no way to get to the tree of life unless you come God's way to it. You can have all the religious systems. You could, like they got 900 and something, I believe. I was reading somewhere. I guess a whole lot more than that now. Different ways and things of that nature. How to get to God? Well, there's one way. Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. And you come by revelation. Hallelujah. You can't approach Him without revelation. You have to have God revealing. And that's what the word is for this day and hour. It's the way to the tree of life. But there's flaming swords all around. Keep out those that don't come with honest heart. Amen. Now, we're living in an hour when God has done tremendous things. We could sing the song, Thou hast done great things. Thou hast done great things. And it would sure be true. He has done great things. He sent a prophet here, and that prophet would be able to call people up and tell them where they were at, tell them what was wrong and all these things here. But yet he had let that same prophet say, the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. He had let that prophet say a different thing, and that you say he was wrong. No, he wasn't, because God said he would thoroughly purge his floor. There'd be a fan in his hand. He'd fan all the chaff away. Amen. He'd have flaming swords. See, God, if we trust Brother Branham, and we believe that he's a man of God, and we believe that, and he would say, say only what I say, and I'll be responsible. Well, now, there's a flaming sword. Watch, it'll cut your head off. Amen. You got to be responsible for yourself. And what you say. Amen. But God allowed that. And he allowed, see, in the days, John said he'll come. And he'll have a fan in his hand. He'll thoroughly purge, he'll fan everything off that ain't supposed to be there. But if you're supposed to be there and come by the word, one of the greatest prophets for this age, the messenger. Amen. God says, Saint Elijah, restore. But he also used him, just like John said. He used many things he said as a fan, and it just keeping them away from this tree of life as it grows right on. But those that are truly have a revelation, they'll pass right by all that and come on. Now, Brother Brown said one time, he said, God's original plan was to call children from the dust of the earth. And it wouldn't be like, well, because of the fall, that was a curse, and Eve had to have children, so on, had to have them like that, and so on. No, that's a flaming sword. Amen. No, God made man and woman basically in the same order they are. And God, that's why God gave Adam a wife to reproduce himself, same as all human being. It was God's original will to have children. The only thing, it wouldn't have been in pain and sorrow. It would have been a joyful experience bringing a child into life with no pain. And we're going back to the millennia for 1,000 years where the family goes on in the natural. Amen. There'll be children born that you won't have all this pain and stuff like we got now. But the point being is, it became a flaming sword what God let Brother Brown say. And I'm going to say one other thing. I'm going to leave this because I don't want to. I know there was a great message, a tree of life revealed, but also there's some flaming sword. He's talking about that city, New Jerusalem, coming. He says, be like a pyramid and push up out of the earth. That pyramid is going to reach up there 1,500 miles high. There'll be avenues, rivers of water, and a beautiful pyramid, big 1,500 miles square pyramid push up. Well, you know, there'll be on the mountain of the Lord. Isaiah speaks of the mountain of the Lord. But really, you are that city. That city is spiritual. How many knows it? Amen. Not a pyramid, but you go into the church and you see the pyramid. Draw down. Amen. And who did that? Brother William Branham. Amen. And he's one of the greatest prophets that's walked here. And but you that God used certain things, he said, a flaming sword. But those that have a revelation of God, they'll keep on going. They'll say, thank God for sending that prophet, for sending that word, and for doing all this. But said, this right here is a flaming sword. I'm going to go by it because it's by revelation. I'm going to stay with the word. Amen. Amen. I believe it's in Deuteronomy 13th chapter. And if we had the time, we'd get to it, but I'm going to mention it here so that you can make a reference to it. God said, if a prophet come to you, or a dreamer of dream, and he prophesies to you, and whatever he says come to pass, or if that dreamer of the dream tell a dream, and it's just right, but yet he says, let us go another way, or let us go out to other gods, or whatever it is, he says, don't do it because it's the Lord thy God that tried thee. But the point being here, look at them flaming swords. God set them there and they ain't going to be moved because they're there for a purpose. Amen. But the revelation of Jesus Christ is here for a purpose too. Amen. You can walk all right through all this religious stuff today we have. Amen. And go right to the revelation of the Word and eternal life. Amen. Is that right now? See, it's the Lord God does that. Why does he do it? He says to try you, see if you want the word or not. There's a lot of religious system today. There's Pentecostal people can speak in tongues and shout, amen, speak in tongues, you'll think it's somebody pouring peas on a dry cowhide. And shout all over the place and say, thus saith the Lord. And believe it or not, occasionally they're going to hit it right on. But they'll say, I believe there's three up there. I believe there's a Trinity. Amen. Well, see, it's the Lord God trying you. Amen. Those are flaming swords. They're set there to see. But he says, you become as God's knowing good and evil. See, and your faith going to be tried. You're going to see if you're going to go by some sign or some wonder or something. And the Bible speaks of lying signs. Amen. That was even in the book of Acts, New Testament, that was a man named Simon down in Samaria. Philip went down. And that man had deceived practically the whole town by the means of the things which he had, miracles that he had power to do and the great things that he could do. But Peter, Philip come down preaching Jesus Christ, and the people were baptized. Even old Simon say, hey, let me get in on that too. I'll get baptized. But here come Peter and John down. He said, wait a minute, fellas. They're laying hands on them, some of them receiving the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. I've got some money here. And money talks. You know, well, he's talking to the wrong fellas there. Amen. And they said, give me this money that I can have this power. If I lay hands on somebody, they'll speak in tongues, get the Holy Ghost or whatever. You know, Peter said, you and your money, King James says it. Your money perish with thee. You're in the guile of bitterness. You're a deceiver. You know, but one translation said you and your money both can go to, you know, where. Amen. But, that wouldn't be adequate, I guess, for us on the King James. But the thing is, he said this. That they, see, he could do miracles. He could do certain things, and he wanted to join up with them. Be in there doing like they doing, but his heart wasn't right. Amen. There's a lot of people's heart ain't right. They'll sell out for a crowd. They'll sell out for a choir to sing. They'll sell out for a good organ player or whatever to make a flower. So they'll come. And the lady told Barbara, says, some people, they did begin to come a little more in truth. Amen. The pastor's wife did. And she said, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to back off a little bit here. Said, if we lose anybody else, we can't pay our bills. Now, that is the truth, so help me God, didn't it, Barbara? If we lose anybody else, we can't pay our bills. Well, if we can't pay our bills, sure, we're going to close down and say, gone fishing. Amen. Glory to God, there's no compromising because I'm in this for eternal life. I've got a glimpse of that tree of life. And I know God set these flaming swords and these enticements all around. Amen. I'm going to walk right by them enticements that would entice me this way or that way. I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Hallelujah. I see a bridge. Hallelujah. I mean, he sees that tree of life now. Amen. He set that to keep the way of the tree of life, which meaning no way. And that's why Jesus told the Pharisees there, he said this, no man can come to me except the Father draws him. And said, they that come, I will in no wise cast out, because they're coming. If they can come to Jesus, it's by revelation. They can come to a denomination without it. They can join a church without it. Amen. You can, fact is, they want you. They'll go out of their way to get you. Come join. Come do this. Amen. We got our preachers as if we got some of the best singing you've ever heard. And our preacher, he knows how to preach. He knows how to stand. Amen. And he's so good to you. He'll meet you at the door and shake hands with you. And he give little children, keep a pocket full of little candies to give to the children. The best thing you ever seen. Come be with us. You don't have to sit out where there ain't too many people, and you don't have to do all this, and you don't have to live right. No, you don't. But the thing is, you let Jesus live in you. Amen. It ain't rules and things. It ain't do's and don'ts. It's Christ living you, giving you His mind, His way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the gate to the door. I'm the door. Hallelujah. And no man can come in this door except to come by me. Amen. So this revelation, God laid in the Word, the seven church ages there, you'll get as you read through them. And then John was picked up in heaven. He said, yeah, I begin to see how this thing worked now. I begin to see what happened. He saw the throne of God and all these things. But before the throne was four beasts. Amen. The guarding beast. And that was to guard the way of the tree of life. It was tight. Now, was there a beast up there with like a lion or like a ox or like that? Well, I don't know. In actuality, that probably a visionary form, just like Jesus don't have seven eyes and seven horns, you know. The lamb, a bloody lamb. But it gives us a message through the seven church ages. The door was open when they came by the blood of Jesus Christ. Saints died for it. They gave their life for it. They lived for it. Amen. They were burnt at the stakes, and they were fed to the lions. Amen. But they could see a bride out. They could see a bridge, a way to cross. Amen. And God's going to raise them from the dead. Amen. Even before He changes us, He's going to get them up first. Glory to God. The dead in Christ arise first, and then we which are alive be changed in a moment. Twinkling eye. Amen. Stand right there with the tree of life. Amen. Well, we've come through denominational church ages. Well, there's another one I'm just going to mention here, and I don't want to go seed on any certain thing. But God used a man, great man of God, so tremendous and so powerful. He's preached right here in this church a couple of times, or a couple of revival meetings years ago. Brother Raymond Jackson, Jeffersonville, Indiana. He had such power and spoke the word and gave such great revelation. Amen. God with him in such a way that he used that apostle to show us what the trumpets was, how God's going to deal with Israel, as recorded in the second part of that fifth seal, and many other things too numerous to mention. But then he said, oh, somebody said, what about them seven thunders? Oh, I don't know. At the beginning, he said, in my opinion, it'll be seven men come. And they'll go around the world, and they'll preach, and they'll do this, and they'll do that. And says, somebody said, how about that mighty angel come down? Oh, that cries with a loud voice. He hadn't cried yet. I've got a tape that, and I've got a tape where the type was, he said, he hadn't cried. Well, he was a great man of God. Amen, but there had to be some flaming swords. Amen. Praise God. And then one time about me, he said, I wouldn't follow Ben Howard. Well, he said Ben. I wouldn't follow Ben around the block or something like that. Well, God let him say that, you know. See, but yet he's a great man of God. He got that tree of life for his time period. But God left it there as a test for us, see if we can pass by Brother Brannan. Pass by Brother Jackson and come on down, amen, and receive Christ in this day, in this hour. Revelation chapter 10, the mighty angel has come down. The thunders has sounded out through the voice of Brother Brown. But then he brings back that tree of life. There's a little book open. See Revelation 10th chapter, the 8th verse. John, being a type of this wife that's united with Christ, was standing there, and there was a voice thundered out down through heaven. Probably shook the earth. Amen, in that sense of John seeing. He said, go get the little book out of the hand of that mighty angel. Amen. John said, I went and took it. That little book is the tree of life. Remember, in heaven only the Lamb was holy enough. Fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. We've covered it here so we don't have to go through it again. Amen. He looked all over heaven, under heaven, all around, and looked from Adam all the way through, looked from eternity to eternity. There was nobody that could get it. The whole thing was lost. Amen. No. John began to cry. I preached over in Zimbabwe. A message you can get on video and so forth now. Weep not, John. I call it weep not, little bride, because someone has prevailed. But John saw a lamb, a bloody lamb, walk out. That bloody lamb was dripping with blood. That old song says it's dripping with blood. He walked up and took the book. The whole book of redemption. Opened the seven seals and sound down there revealed in 63. And then here, he took from that little book, took from the book of redemption, the portion that applies to the living bride saint, for us to be translated, the tree of life for us is brought back again. Amen. But there's still flaming swords turning everywhere. You've got to come by revelation. You can't say, well, Brother Ben's got it, and whatever he says, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. If he says, jump off the house, I'm going to jump off. Well, God, I ain't going to say that unless I lose my mind. But the thing is, Brother Ben, he's not the tree of life. Amen. I had to eat of it just like everybody else does. But you can eat of the tree of life. Hallelujah. Here's a message. God trusts in our hand. Amen. That brings the tree of life and make it available to you. When you come by revelation, you can eat the tree of life and live forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Many don't even have to die naturally. Praise God. Just keep stepping on those stones as they come up. Keep listening to the Word. Keep seeking God. How long have I been going here? Am I getting too long? Oh, I got something in Job that I wanted to get, but I'm not going to be able to. Let me just read a little bit of it. Man. But let me just begin reading here in the book of Job, 28th chapter. And I want to tell you something about Job. Some of the things Job did, the way he does it, he gets me a little aggravated. Amen, the way he wrote. And the reason is, and somebody said I hint around things a long time before I ever come out and say it, so I guess I must be doing what Job, he must be getting fed, feeding you out of the same spoon Job feeds me. He'll talk about a lot of things, then he'll bring in truth. Job, get to the point here. Don't tell about everything else. Come on, let's go with it. But let's see what he says here. The book of Job, 28, I want verse 7 where the path, the vulture eye. But let's see how Job does. Surely there is a vein for the silver. He's going through all this. And he's getting to a point here. He says, and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken from the earth. And brass is from molten stones. Come on, Job. Come on. He says, he setteth an high end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection. Then watch what he says. The stones of darkness and the shadow of death. He says the floods break out from the inhabitant. Even the waters forgotten of the foot. They're dried up. They're gone away from man. For as for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. That's fire in the heart of the earth. All right. The stones of it are the place of sapphire, and it has dust of gold. And then he finally, come on, Job, let me grab you and shake you. Come on, tell me what you're about to say. Now get down to verse 7. He said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye has not seen. Now, if you go to take that to Revelation, the vulture is religious people. The church has come, habitation of the devil in the cage of unclean birds. But what he's saying here, nobody has seen this path. And he tells about the earth supply. Did you know, I don't want to say this, but I will take on account of time. Did you know in the earth supplies everything, everybody that need on this earth? The only way you can get a place where your needs not supply is get out of space. Amen. See, even the little bugs, it's got its place and it'll live. Amen. All the animals got their place and they'll live. And mankind, everything we need to make a living is here, to live and eat. The earth produce food, the earth produce heat, the earth produce everything we need is right here on Mother Earth. Or Father Earth, whichever one you want to call it. Amen. So Job's going through all that for us. If you want gold, let's hear. You want silver, let's you want iron. But he says, what I'm trying to get to, there's a pathway. And that's what I'm interested in. There's a path that no vulture's eye has never seen. No fowl has ever seen. Amen. This is only revealed to you by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then he goes on here, verse 11, he bindeth the floods from ever overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he to light. There he got to the tree of life again. The things that hid He'll bring it to light. And that's what he's doing in this day and this hour. The things that's been hid since the foundation of the world. Oh, I can hear back in time the voice of the Apostle Paul saying, he has made known to me the mysteries that have been hid from the foundation of the world. They're now made known. Hallelujah. Amen. Job said he brings these things out of the secret place and make them known. Praise God. But the verse 13, he knoweth the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it's not me. And the sea saith, it's not with me. It cannot be gotten with gold. The price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it. Neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom? And whence is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of the living and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death. We have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God, then he gets down here, watch. He finally went through all this. We could say we had to plow through it all to get here, but I'm not, I'm enjoying reading what he said. We could say we had to plow through it all to get here, but I'm not, I'm enjoying reading what he said. He says, God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Now, I'm going to stop. That's a good chapter. Time's got going on me here. I didn't get it. God's the one who knows this, so you're going to look to him or you ain't going to get it. It ain't in the sea. It ain't in the sky. It ain't somewhere else. It ain't no man. God, he got it hid. God is hid, and God, he give us the understanding. Amen. That's why Paul said, take it right over to Paul where he said in 1 Corinthians 2 chapter, man has not, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, all these great things, but God revealed them to the thing, revealed them to his children. Amen. And he says, these spiritual things, no man can understand, no natural man can understand the things of the Spirit, only the Holy Ghost. Amen. But he revealeth them to them that love him. Amen. It says, by comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, God gives the understanding. Amen. How many sees the tree of life? How many sees the guarding angel? You can't get to it, no way. But look you at this. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door. And then Jesus made himself available. And he said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. He made himself available. He's a loving Savior. Amen. He came and expressed the love of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And not that belief is not saying, oh, I believe in Jesus. No, whoever drunk in the country believes that, and everybody else, most of them. Amen. But do you believe to the point where do you know him, he said. Amen. And when Christ comes, who is your life? Amen. Then everything starts happening for you. Amen. Is he your life? Oh, I left the old Brother Ben preach. I left the kind of old Brother Ben's church. Well, Brother Ben ain't got a church. Ain't but one God church, it's the church of Jesus Christ, and it's spiritual, it's not a building. Amen. God has used me to push back the frontier. Amen. He's used me to bring the word, but ultimately, when I get through preaching, you get through listening, and you get through rejoicing about the good things God gives, ultimately, it's up to you. How many will say amen? You've got to have it. You've got to, in your heart, go to him. And he that come, he'll not cast out. God bless you today. Amen. There are two or three other scriptures I wanted to get so bad, but I feel like maybe we'll get another sermon. And I was going to take this all the way to get where Ephesians 4, the God restores back the fivefold ministry. Amen. And with the fivefold ministry, he does this. Amen. He gets you, builds you up into the perfect state of the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Then you are, we're all married together and become one, and then every member of the church. Every member. Hallelujah. We edify each other. Amen. We reach the fullness of the stature, and the leaders, the ministers, speak the truth in love. And we grow up into Him and to the whole body of Christ. And we ain't no more church system. We're the body of Christ. We're His wife, married to Him by revelation. God bless you today. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for today. For giving us such a nice day, Lord, and for giving us Your Spirit among us. Lord, that Your Spirit is just, Lord, Your Spirit's just so real and so congealed, and we feel Your Spirit, Lord. I pray that Spirit that we feel, Lord, will be converted into revelation of the Word. And Lord, You'll show us how to get by all the mistakes that have been made by different men. You use them many times for flaming sword. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on You. Hallelujah. Realize You're the way. You're the captain of our salvation. You're the one that done it, Lord. No man, no preacher, no church, no system, but You, Lord. And Lord, we welcome You into our heart and our lives in the way that You've ordained for this hour. Lord, as we take these final few steps into glorification and the rapture, we pray that You'll help us to be humble and walk before You into all pleasing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through hard trial, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.